Simon & Schuster Audio presents Midnight in Europe by Alan First. Read by Daniel Jarrell.
The lamps are going out all over Europe. We shall not see them lit again in our time. Sir Edward Grey, British Foreign Secretary, on the 3rd of August 1914, the eve of the First World War. The Paris Front. On a soft winter evening in Manhattan, the 15th of December 1937, it started to snow. Big flakes spun lazily in the sky, danced in the lights of the office buildings, then melted as they hit the pavement. At Saks Fifth Avenue, the window displays were lush and glittering. Tinsel, toy trains, sugary frost dusted on the glass, and a crowd had gathered at the main entrance, drawn by a group of carolers dressed for a Dickens Christmas in long mufflers, top hats, and bonnets. Here, then, for as long as it lasted, was a romantic New York. The New York in a song on the radio. Christian Ferrar, a Spanish émigré who lived in Paris, took a moment to enjoy the spectacle, then hurried across the avenue as the traffic light turned red and began to work his way through the crowd. In a buckled briefcase carried under his arm, he had that morning's New York Times. The international news was as usual. Marches, riots, assassinations, street brawls, arson. Political warfare was tearing Europe apart. Real war was coming.